So it's been a busy week around Temple these couple of weeks. Always a lot going on, but between our scholars and residents, Purim coming, Passover coming. Oh, and as you know, our director of education, Miles Rogers, is finishing his time with us at the end of the year, and we have been hard at work with our search committee finding new candidates to be our next director of education. The Educator Search Committee has been fielding resumes from many folks over the week and actually have selected two candidates who are going to be coming on this Sunday and then the following Sunday, one each day, for on-site interviews. You should, by the way, be sure, watch your weekly email, check in the weekly, monthly, in the newsletter that'll tell you when you can come and meet the candidates, an opportunity to hear from them, to ask your questions, to get to know them as our search committee guides us through this important decision. So whenever you interview candidates, I think you are always looking to see a candidate's strengths and weaknesses, what skills or talents they might bring to enhance a congregation. And as it turns out, this is a good week to be talking about skills and talents, because this Torah portion this week has a short thought about exactly that. The parsha this week is called Vayakhel. It comes near the end of the book of Exodus, and it describes the building of the Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? What's a tabernacle? Translating into tabernacle never did much, right? So tabernacle, it's the portable sanctuary that the Israelites are going to use as they wander through the wilderness. Mishkan actually comes from the Hebrew word to dwell or to dwell in. It's a place for God to dwell, a place for God's presence to be amongst the Israelites. And it is going to be, well, a pretty interesting take-apart temple for them to travel with through the wilderness. We've already actually, by this point in the book of Exodus, received many, many chapters worth of intricate instructions, how to make the sockets and the posts and the coverings and the tapestries, the ark itself, the menorah, the altars, the washstand. There even was, last week, a false start on a building project. What did we build last week by mistake? It wasn't by mistake. They meant to do it, but they shouldn't have. Right? We had the wrong building project, Golden Calf. This week, we actually get started on actually building the Mishkan itself. Now, here's the interesting piece. To oversee all of this, God tells Moses the directions, but Moses is not going to be project manager. Instead, God has singled out this guy named Bezalel, and he is described in Torah in this way. Bezalel is endowed with a divine spirit of skill, ability, and knowledge. Skill, ability, and knowledge in every kind of craft, inspired to make designs for work in gold, silver, and copper, to cut stones for setting, to carve wood, to work in every kind of designer's craft, and to give direction. Endowed with the skill to do any work of the carver, the designer, the embroiderer, and the weaver, as workers in all crafts and maker of designs. Now, as someone who still draws stick figures, that's a pretty impressive list of talents that this man has, right? He seems to be able to do anything, any of these pieces of the design work. He's not actually going to do all of the work, but he is skilled and talented enough to be able to supervise that. And actually, overall, Torah tells us, all those whom God endows with skill and ability are going to be able to use their skills and talents to make all of the really beautiful things to enrich the community through the building of the Mishkan. Now, we can learn more about Bezalel another time. There actually is in Jerusalem a famous art institute that's called the Bezalel Academy, right? But there is an interesting quirk that I think is worth reflecting upon. In the words that the Torah uses about these skilled artisans that Bezalel is going to oversee, in describing the workers and the stone cutters and the jewel workers and everybody else, the weavers, God says that the Torah has granted skill to all who are skillful. Granted skill to all who are skillful. Now, this may just be poetic use of the language and the way that Hebrew operates, But the grammar is really interesting here. It allows for a different interpretation. Some of our sages read it as if God further endowed those with skills with even more skills, right? Granted skill to all who are skillful. You already have skills, artistic ability, talent, whatever it is. God is going to give you even more talent so that what you create for this dwelling place for God can be as wonderful as possible. Their natural skills were augmented by divine endowment, building on the strengths that they already had. Now, I was struck by the passage this week, both because we are in this process of evaluating skills and talents of our education director candidates, but also because of something I learned once at a professional development gathering for rabbis that was sponsored at my last congregation by the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey. To help us strengthen our rabbinates, the presenter at this workshop had us work with a system called Strength Finders. Has anybody heard of Strength Finders? Couple of you had. Okay, well then I'm going to have to make sure that what I say is correct. This is what I think it means. The underlying premise of Strength Finders is that we spend too much time focusing on our weaknesses and trying to make them stronger rather than recognizing our strengths and trying to capitalize on them. Not that we shouldn't seek to improve in areas of our life where we are weak. We can and we should. But our truest success in life will come not by strengthening our weaknesses, but by growing our strengths, by taking what we already have and making them even stronger. I'll put it another way. I can work on my ability to hit a fastball. I can spend hours at batting cages. I can hire a coach. I can do all the practice in the world, and maybe I'll get better at it. Maybe I'll feel a little more competent at it, but I will never play, I know this will be a shock to you, in the major leagues, no matter how hard I work. Some of you know I play guitar, not like Rob, but I play a little bit, and I can take lessons. I could spend hours practicing. I could work on every aspect of it and probably be better than I am now, but I am never gonna be a rock star selling out stadiums or a jazz guitarist in a band playing nightclubs. Now, I know some of you are chuckling at the thought of me being a rock star or playing professional baseball, and frankly, me too. And that's because rather than trying so hard to make up for my weaknesses for what I'm not good at, I try to play to my strengths in what I do in life. I entered the rabbinate to help create connections to Judaism and to help craft communities of meaning. I love to teach, I love to learn, I love to talk, I love to experience, I love to pray, and I think I have some skill in at least some of those things. So I structured my life to support and enhance my strengths. And when I get better at those things, when I recognize my strengths and try to capitalize on them, I'm more successful and more fulfilled. The premise of Strength Finder's system is to build on the strengths that you already have. Now, there are major corporations that use Strength Finders or similar systems. Southwest Airlines, which is known for having a strong corporate culture, uses the methodology to demonstrate its investments in its employees. From a business perspective, Southwest reports higher employee engagement, higher productivity, happier morale, and less turnover of workers. Their managers delegate better, knowing each employee's strengths and leaning into them. Employees recognize that they don't need to be experts at everything, but they can grow in what they do best and bring their truest selves to work. Other corporations use this system to assemble teams of employees for projects where each person is selected for the particular strengths that they bring, along with a focus on further developing those skills. Again, that's not to say we couldn't all use a little improvement in our non-dominant areas. We do, and we should work on that. But this different approach tells us we shouldn't beat ourselves up for the skills that we don't have, for the things that we're not so good at. Okay, I'm not an athlete. I'm not going to be a world-class musician. But I found what I'm good at, and I found a way to be successful by using my strengths. And I should focus on that. It's not just about business or work environment. Striving to improve my strengths will enhance my life. It's a different way of looking at things, right? So I'll challenge you to think about this. What are your strengths? What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What are you good at doing? Do you use those in your work? Do you use those in your life? And how could you try to improve those? Strength Finders tells us that you'll meet with more success when you figure out those things, think about those things, and work on those things too. Look, our candidates for a director of education position each come with their own strengths and talents. And we'll have a chance to see them over the coming week and evaluate how they might fit best in our congregation. I know that whomever we select will bring all of those skills and talents to TBS for the benefit of our community and, I pray, for their own benefit and growth as well. Like those talented educators that we're going to see, like Bezalel and the artists who built the tabernacle, like the gifted musicians who grace our bima each and every week, I believe that God has given each one of us a unique set of skills and talents and abilities. And it is up to us to learn, to recognize them, to work to strengthen them, and to find ways to use them to bring fulfillment to ourselves and to our world. King Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will. And together we say, Amen.